get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's talk about the mental health records that have been turned over to the defense this last week. What does this mean? What are they going to be trying to glean off of these records? Been turned over to the prosecution, rather, from the defense. Right. What is the prosecution going to be looking for in this to use to their advantage?
Well, I'm so glad you brought this up because, you know, so much is sealed in terms of what was even produced to who, when, what. And now Judge Hippler is saying, listen, we're going to let it out what has been produced, not the records themselves to the public. But we're going, as a public, we get to see now what they have. And it was not only records regarding Brian Koberger, recall, it was records regarding his family, which I found also interesting. I think it'll be interesting to thwart, again, in Idaho, you can't use mental health to fight a conviction, but you can when it comes to sentencing. And I've always wondered if the records, because we know a lot of his mental health, his visual snow, and other issues that he had perennially growing up throughout his life. We know a lot about that because what he made available on social media. Now they're going to be able to see what treatments he had. And I think this could be helpful down the road when it comes to sentencing. But could the prosecution use this to actually show sort of the mental instability of Brian Koberger from the standpoint of the self-loathing and how terrible he felt about himself, which of course lends itself to motive.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who would commit a crime like this out of anger and self-loathing and retribution for what they see anyway is their life not being what they wished it would have been.
Almost where it's kind of a double-edged sword when you look at it from how the prosecution can use it, where they can, yes, totally use it to lend itself to the self-loathing and the motive. And like, look, this, if you're to figure out a character of someone who may be capable of committing a crime like this or has walked right up to the line of doing it or did do it, that may very much help them in their case on personality. But it may also save his life at the same time, where the jury may go, okay, this guy had some serious mental health problems. Let's just lock him away. Let's not kill him. But you can't do one without the other if you're the prosecution.
Yeah, that's certainly true. And, you know, it begs the question, though, would a jury want him to be put to death? They've sought the death penalty. It's been approved from a legal standpoint. He's facing the death penalty. But that doesn't mean he's going to get the death penalty. And I certainly see Ann Taylor down the road, if he's convicted, using these records to make a sympathy plea on his behalf. And then I see the prosecution likely saying, I don't care how much trauma and turmoil you've had within yourself. Again, this is a guy that was raised in a nice area. He was raised by, I believe his mother was an educator. Mm-hmm. To our knowledge, we don't know anything about some horrible life.
No.
From the standpoint of how he was treated or that he was abused. There's been nothing that's come out about that. It's more of his issues with himself. And so I could also see jurors saying, you know what, Maddie, Zanna, Ethan, Kaylee, they had no chance.
Yeah. And one thing that jurors are not typically the greatest at is understanding mental health, and where there may not be that empathy there for him at that point. Obviously, environment, yes, of course, that plays a big role, but not always. Sometimes, you know, you have the perfect upbringing, you have everything's good, parents are good, there's not abuse, there's not this, there's not that. It still doesn't always prevent a broken brain. And if I know I'm just being very, very vague in that statement, the big medical term of broken brain, which we hear all the time in the medical field. But if someone does essentially have something wrong with them, I know it's just kind of a catch-all, but if someone does have something that's not firing right, that is really beyond their capabilities of dealing with, again, that does not make any sort of excuse for murder or anything of that nature, but it does kind of give you an idea more on the recipe of if this person has been suffering from something for quite some time, and maybe they get a little bit of grace and don't get put to death. But I don't know. I mean, we've seen jurors put people to death with a lot of evidence of a very broken brain before.
Well, the biggest point that I got from his writings was he had no empathy for anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that is at the very core, at least in my belief, of why serial killers become serial killers. I'm not saying he's a serial killer. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying why mass murders are committed, why school shootings are committed. They have no ability to empathize mm-hmm. with what it, you know, what's going to happen when they put the gun to somebody's head.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, the brain blows up and then they go on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they lost that ability. That was my biggest takeaway. Not that he has some big mental crisis, mm-hmm. but rather he just doesn't empathize.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what happens in this vein.
It is. And it'll be interesting how much that is argued and what they get into, because then you're not talking mental illness. You're talking a personality disorder of some sort. Then you get into psychopath and all those other things, which some people are just born that way. But again, doesn't necessarily then preclude you from being executed by the government if you go on a killing spree. And in this case, if I were a parent in this matter, and I know everybody has different opinions about the death penalty, and not that my opinion really matters at all, but even that being said, if he does have that, I would still be like, take him out, please. Like, what's the purpose? It's like putting an animal down that's very damaged and is going to keep biting and killing people or hurting people in some way, shape, or form. Why not? That's my personal opinion on it. But I guess a jury will ultimately have to make the decision on that.
Yeah, and it's a big one. But this is a case, if any case came forward with, I think, a jury empathizing with these victims, and once they show the bloody crime scene and really what these victims suffered,
mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be, you know, really impactful to this jury when it comes to making this decision.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists, all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, The past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.